producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Hopefully you're doing very well today. And if you're not, look, even if you're doing well, it's perfectly okay to call and say, okay, I'm really having a good day today, and so I feel I can make progress on things that I haven't been able to make progress on before, because it's hard to move forward when you're battling the demons, right? And so on days where you're feeling good is really the days to push it, which is interesting because we tend not to do that as much. And there's certainly nothing wrong with enjoying a great day. Whoa, got up this morning feeling good. Got to continue to do that. But on days where, and look, I swear to you, I'll tell you what my thought processes was, because sometimes my head goes faster than my lips. Right? So here's what I was thinking. There are really two ways of looking at it. One is on the good days to just enjoy them. The problem about that is on the bad days, it's very hard to find the energy to move yourself forward. Movement is difficult, right? It just, especially change. We are homeostatic creatures. We stay with what is, even when it's not a very good idea. You hear over and over and over and over and over and over and over again when people call and say, well, you know, this has been going on for a very long time. And it's like we sort of expect something to be different or to get a sign or whatever. Like what usually happens is just critical mass, or that there's something that seems completely trivial that just changes the dynamic. But my point being, if you're having a tough day and you need some help, give me a call, 855-993-7569, which is 855-993-DR-JOY, okay? Or if you're having a great day and the figure, this is the day to tackle, and you may be able to do both. I know on days where I'm feeling full of vim and vinegar is the days that I think, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And on days where I'm feeling wretched, I think, well, it's already a horrible day, so I might as well get some stupid task taken care of. Because in the stupid task department, getting things taken care of, moving forward, makes us feel less trapped. And in the bottom, you know, the final analysis, feeling trapped is really our enemy. Panic is our enemy, all right? So 855-993-7569 if there's something on your mind. And let me also add, you know, every once in a while someone will say, well, you know, I don't know what your topic is today. Basically, we don't do topics, except it occurred to me, I was just talking with Jacob about it, and I talked with Mandy about it yesterday. And when my guys all agree, then we think, oh, that's a good idea, that I decided that this month, for the first time in my career, which is a long career, that I was going to do not the first time. I guess there have been a couple of instances where I've done it, but this is the first time in a long time where I'm going to do a theme month. We're going to make February love month because it's Valentine's Day, it's heart month. I'm not sure what Washington or Lincoln have to do with this, but nevertheless. So I decided we're going to look at love and marriage and dating and stepkids and divorce and all those kinds of things. So, and I think I'll just pick a weekend, but what I really want for you to do is rather than responding on Facebook, which I know you're used to doing, rather than putting a question up, although I may put some questions up, but to call me about it, all right? Because, for example, we got a call yesterday from a woman who said, I want to talk with people who've gone through a divorce. So, okay, we'll make this our kind of, not exactly a group therapy session, but kind of, all right? Hopefully a little more fun than that. 855-993-7569. Corey, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Corey.
Hi.
What's on your mind today, Cookie?
So I've been struggling really within the past little bit with roles my dad has chosen to give his new family. You know, a few years back, my dad and I were super close. We spent a lot of time together. You know, we would talk all the time. And I feel like ever since he got married to his new wife, he's kind of using that time that he used to spend with me on his, you know, on his new wife and her children.
Okay.
Which would be fine. You know, I really don't have a problem with that, except for the fact that, you know, as time has gone on, it's almost gotten to the point where he's not spending time with me at all. He's not really acknowledging me at all, you know, and it's getting really, really frustrating.
Okay.
To kind of give you an example, my birthday was 6 months ago, and I specifically took off time from work for my birthday to spend time with my dad. He told me that if I could take off a couple days, he was going to take me to Atlanta, and we were going to go to the zoo and the aquarium and all these fun places.
Okay.
So I said, yeah, absolutely, did it, never happened. And for the past 6 months, it's yet to happen. And
all right, so wait a minute, back me up just a little bit. So when he said, if you'll take the time off, we'll do this, mm-hmm. how far in advance of your birthday did he make that suggestion?
Probably about 2 months beforehand,
okay.
because I'm a social worker, so I request off, I have to request off pretty far in advance.
Got it. Okay. So as it got closer, did you reconfirm with him?
Yeah. Even up until, like, the day of my birthday, I couldn't get off on my birthday, so we were going to go the day after my birthday.
Okay. Okay.
And even on my birthday, he's like, yeah, we're going to go, that's awesome. And then the day it was supposed to happen, he called me and said, oh, sorry, something came up, you know, we're going to have to reschedule.
Wow. No more explanation than something came up?
He just told me that he had to work and he couldn't get out of it, and it was something that he couldn't change.
Do you buy that or not?
I do, because you know that a lot of stuff comes up. And you know, my thought at the time was, oh, we'll reschedule. We'll do it on, like, a weekend that I'm off or something. And it
okay.
was, you know, at this point, 6 months have gone by, and we haven't done it. And then I was talking to him on Sunday, and he was telling me that he was doing all those fun activities with his new family.
Between the time that he canceled on you and this weekend, had you brought it up to him again of saying, gee, Dad, can we put this on the calendar?
I did. And I even, his birthday, fell about 2 months after mine. And even for his birthday, as a way to kind of say, hey, Dad, you know, I'd really like to spend some more time with you. I really miss spending time with you. I made him like a coupon book of like really fun activities that we both really enjoy that he could use, you know, at his discretion so that we could end up spending time together, you know, and doing those fun activities. And he's yet to ask me about any of them.
Okay, fair enough. But had you actually said to him flat out, but in the last 6 months, Dad, we have a, let's put something on the calendar. We have something that is kind of awaiting our, you know, our action on this. It's pending. Have you said anything?
Yeah, I did for about 3 months after. Like, I brought it up a couple times, and then after about 3 months, I just dropped it because I figured it wasn't going to happen.
Okay. All right. So let me get a little bit more. You know, look, good for you for – it sounds like you've done all the right things. So let's see if we can understand the situation in a way that maybe gives us some other alternatives, because you've done a really good job of the things that are obvious to do, which is to remind him of it, to not be competitive with his new family, to be cheerful about it. You've done a really, really good job, which means that somehow we have to reinterpret the situation, because you've done everything that should have worked, and it's not working, which means we're missing something. All right, so how long has your dad, were your parents married to each other?
Yes.
Okay. How long have they been how long were they divorced, I guess? At what age were you when they divorced?
I was 14 when they divorced.
Okay, how old are you now?
I'm 25.
Okay, so that would be 11 years. How long has he been remarried?
He's been remarried for about 2 to 3 years now, but they've been together for 11 years.
All right, was he the cause of the breakup of your parents' marriage?
They were both the cause of their marriage. A few years before they got divorced, they lost a child. And
okay. Hang on that thought. Okay, it's not a happy thought, but hang on to it. Let me be right back to you in just a second. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30-day free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're talking with Corey, who is in a situation of a lot of children of a first marriage when mom or dad remarries, especially dad. It's much more true of dads than moms, interestingly enough. maybe because women are better at multitasking or something. I'm not sure exactly what it is. How old is... So let's go back. You mentioned that your parents lost a child before... When you said both, I assume you were talking about both your parents or your father and his new wife as well.
What I was trying to say is both of my parents were the reason why they divorced. When my sister passed away, my mom kind of grew one way in her grief, and my dad kind of grew another way in his grief, and they didn't grow back together.
Yeah.
So
how old was your sister when she died?
She was 6 weeks shy of turning 21.
Wow. So she's your big sister. Was your big sister?
Yes.
What did she die of?
Car crash.
Dear. As I'm sure you're aware, or I'm not sure you're aware, let me make you aware in case you weren't, and if so, just reiterate something that you already knew, which is the marital statistics on the loss of a child are devastating.
Yeah.
For exactly what you described, that people grieve in different ways and quite often can not only not comfort each other but get impatient with one another. And the real issue, the two real issues, is an unconscious thing about blame, which in our rational mind most of us know is not relevant. But it, as you know, as a social worker, people don't always deal with their rational mind. They deal with their gut, which is somebody is to blame on this one. Or you didn't tell her to wear her seatbelt, or you let her have that car, or you didn't replace the tires, or, I mean, it's absolutely irrelevant, but it seems like making some sense of a senseless act. And so it's a very common phenomenon, and you can understand how that could be incredibly divisive and traumatic and undermining to a relationship. So, and you're a social worker, so you probably know most of this. All right, and that was for the benefit of other people who aren't as sophisticated in their emotional knowledge as you are. All right, so dad and new wife got together relatively soon after the divorce.
Yeah,
but they was she involved with your dad before he was divorced or not?
They weren't involved romantically. My dad's new wife used to be best friends with my mom.
Oh,
so
dear.
We were very familiar with her. Like, she was very much a part of our lives, but romantically she wasn't involved with my dad until after my mom and my dad separated.
Okay. How does your mom feel about his new wife?
Oh, she won't be in the same room with her.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. Do you have any other sibs?
I have one full brother and then three step-siblings.
How old are the steps?
25, 23, and 17.
25, 23, and 17. Okay, and how old is your brother?
He is 32.
Okay. Was your dad, after he remarried, was there ever a time that he was more involved with you than he is now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
When did the fall off occur?
It occurred about between 2 and 4 years ago. Like, I can't put an exact time on it.
Okay.
But when I was in high school, even after, you know, he got divorced and got with his new wife, like, he was very involved with my life. When I first started college, he was very involved. And then about my sophomore, junior year of college, we started kind of drifting apart.
Can you pinpoint, did you start dating then?
I didn't start dating, but I was dealing with a really deep personal issue that I kind of felt like I needed to deal with on my own.
Can you give me any hint about what that might have been?
I was raped my sophomore year of college.
Okay. And presumably your dad knew about it.
No, I didn't tell him for years.
Do you know why not?
It was by a boyfriend at the time, and I didn't tell anybody. Like, I just kind of dealt with it internally. I felt like it was my issue to deal with, and I made the decision to date this guy against a lot of people's better judgment, so I got to deal with consequences on my own.
Do you know what you just gave me? Remember I was talking about blame and the sense that we need to have somebody to blame? Because intellectually we know that it's the only way that we can feel that there's some order in the universe, and you just did that? Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Is there? So you didn't tell your mom, you didn't tell your dad. How did you deal with it? Did you find a therapist?
I dealt with it by myself for about 6 months to a year, and that went over not so well, to the point that I got to a really bad place and essentially was told, either you go to therapy or you need to quit school. And I wasn't willing to quit school because that would mean having to tell people. And so I got to therapy.
Okay. Let me just ask you, because I'm a therapist, do you feel like it's something you've dealt with effectively and is no longer really haunting you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I had really severe PTSD when I first started therapy because of it, like significant PTSD. And after years of therapy, I've moved past it.
Okay. All right. Let me sort of tell you, you gave me two relevant factors. And hopefully you saw them, or hopefully you will see them as relevant, about your dad's estrangement. Because you know and I know one of the things that as caring professionals we deal with when people are dealing with emotional issues, if something's changed, something's changed, period. One of the immutable laws of the universe. So the question then is, well, we could say, well, when your dad divorced, that the relationship changed. Well, it didn't. Particularly. I mean, it changed a little, but that wasn't your complaint. So that wasn't the change. So it changed, you're saying, somewhere between 2 and 4 years ago. And my guess is if you look back on it, it changed about the time of the rape. You already had, or your dad already had one factor that was going to be difficult for him. And I'm really glad that I was saying to Jacob when we took a break, I said, you know, I really trust my instincts. And my instincts with you, I mean, part of it is that your stuff is closer to the surface with you because of what you do for a living, I think, than it may be with a lot of people. Let me put you on hold for just a second, because I think that's the music in the background that I can barely hear. Jacob, turn it up a little. And we'll be back, and let me walk you through, I think, what happened and what you can do about it. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-613-4704. That's 1-800-613-4704. 1-800-613-4704. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors not available in all states.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. cancellation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Corey, whom, as I mentioned, is a very articulate social worker who's having trouble with dad and second marriage. And one of the things that you can really literally take to the blank when you're talking about human behavior is if something's changed, something's changed. And it may not be obvious. And so when there's a second marriage and there are kids, it's not only the kids that are the issue, especially because they're more or less the age of Corey. These are not brand new babies that the two of them have in common, which are even more disruptive. But a new relationship, a new wife. And by definition, a new relationship is routinely easier than an old one because the old one already broke up or there wouldn't have been the divorce to begin with. So it's easy to say, well, okay, that the person feels that they should move on, and quite often that means abandoning children, which is not okay. The role of spouse and the role of parent are significantly different and need to be treated differently. But in Corey's case, dad stayed involved. In Corey's case, there's also the additional sadness of the loss of a child, and which is incredibly destructive to marriages. If you look at the statistics about people who stay together after the loss of a child, they're horrifying. Because exactly as Corey pointed out, people mourn in different ways, they blame in different ways, and it's very hard for a marriage to survive that. And they remind each other on an ongoing basis of the loss of that child. So, but in Corey's case, neither of those two issues really applied to dad's essential abandonment. But then Corey shared with us that she had a very traumatic event. She was date raped and didn't tell anybody about it. And I'm saying, Corey, there's no question in my mind that your withdrawal at that moment as a self-protective gesture was read by your dad as she's not interested. And the fact that you were really consumed by this and felt that you needed to deal with it on your own, because you didn't tell him about it, my guess is, if you look at it, that he probably made some attempts. And you may or may not remember about it because it was a really dark time for you when you were focused on something completely different. And when we're really lost, the idea of being generous or altruistic just goes out the window, as it should. We're talking about survival at that moment. If you've got nothing to eat in your pantry, the idea of inviting people over for a dinner party isn't going to happen. So there's no doubt in my mind, and probably when you think about it, that was the breach. And it's not that he felt that he was abandoning you. He felt, my guess is, at least two things and maybe more than that. Number one, that you were abandoning him. And number two, that he sensed that there was a problem and didn't know how to deal with it. And if you add that to the emotional trauma of losing a child, that you could say, well, why couldn't he say to me, Corey, look, something's clearly going on with you, and he may have done it. Can I help you? And you were just not accepting of that. And so from his point of view, it's, she doesn't want me. I can't do anything to save her. I couldn't save my other child. This is too painful a situation for me to deal with. So the question is, where do you go from here? Because just saying, gee, Dad, you know, we had this plan, clearly hasn't worked. We could predict it wouldn't work, but we don't even have to predict it. We have the data that says not workable. Which means, my darling, have you ever talked with him about the rape?
I eventually told him about it, but it was much more because we had a conversation about, you know, like, you aren't okay, you weren't okay, like, I don't know why you weren't okay. And so, you know, the conversation was had as to, like, what happened and why I wasn't okay after. But, I mean, that was a couple years ago.
You're going to have to do more than that. And I'm not saying that you have to go into great detail about something that you feel you've moved beyond. But let me share from his point of view what likely he felt. Of, I've already failed one daughter, I've now failed a second. And we move toward pleasure and away from pain. So he's got this ongoing conflict of loving you, but feeling completely helpless, and men don't deal very well with helpless. So I think you're going to have to go back and sort of say to him, Dad, look, there was a time in my life where maybe I should have turned to you. I just felt, because I think both of you are probably protecting each other a little bit. You're sort of feeling like I couldn't go to him because he's already gone through this trauma. He felt, you know, that, gee, she lost a sister and I wasn't there for, you know, I wasn't there for her, whatever, or I abandoned her mother. What all the guilt and all the awful feelings that surround a traumatic event. So it's going to have to be something more blatant, something more manifest rather than latent of saying, gee, Dad, let's go to Atlanta and go to the zoo. You're going to have to sit with him and say, you're my dad. You're the only one I'll ever have. I may not have been the perfect daughter. You may not have been the perfect dad. I don't care about any of that. I want us to figure out a way so that you can be in my life and I can be in your life. Tell me what I can do about it. Because anything short of that, I'm afraid, is going to bounce off. He's feeling guilty. He's feeling impotent. He's feeling, gee, maybe I can do better with this new set of kids because I'm not quite as involved with them. spending time with you is this whole relationship thing really hasn't healed. And so spending time with you is an ambivalence that he loves you. He fantasizes about time with you, and then when it comes close to it, he can't do it.
Yeah.
All right. So you're probably going to have to go to him. As I said, I don't think you have to go into – you don't have to go backward except to reference it. You don't have to go into any more detail than you want. But from his point of view, he failed you. And not only did he fail you – but you didn't reach out to him because you realized he couldn't help you. That's not easy for a man. It's not easy for a dad. And he's already been through one trauma. If I had a nickel for every dad who's called me over the years and said, you know, my daughter isn't in touch with me or my son isn't, I'd say, well, when's the last time you were in touch with him? And he said, well, 6 years ago. I said, why haven't you gotten in touch? Well, I sort of felt like they were better off without me, or their mom made it difficult, or they had moved on, or they had a new stepdad. And I'm saying, no, you can't do that. You know, it's not, a spouse is different than a parent. And kids do fine as long as both parents stay in touch. Kids don't do so fine when one parent basically decides that it's too painful. You don't have that option as a parent. Being a parent is not the world's easiest job to do. But, man, it's a lifetime commitment. You can't opt out of it. It's can't like, okay, I'm going to divorce my kids. You can't do that. It's not allowed. Not part of the job description. And so you're going to have to go back with him. As I said, I don't think you have to go into great deal. You can say, maybe I should have reached out to you, but I don't care about any of that. I want to figure out how you can be in my life and I can be in your life, and we can do it profitably and easily. And I don't want to have to nag you. I don't want to have to feel like I'm being rejected. I may not have been, I may have made some mistakes. You may have made mistakes. I don't care about any of that. How do we go forward? What do you want? How can we do this? And if you can do it face to face, it's going to be a lot easier.
Yeah.
All righty.
Okie dokie. Thank you so much. I never actually thought about it that way until just now. So.
Well, that's why I'm here, Sugar Plum. You know, it really helps. People say, well, gee, how come, you know, everything you say is, you know, sensible, and how come people can't come up with that? Well, because we're in the middle of our own lives. We're not observers on our own lives, nor should we necessarily be. So, perfectly okay. But it should make you feel a little less angry, a little less abandoned, a little less hurt, that he's suffering.
Yeah.
Okay. I know you are too, but you're the one I have access to. If I had access to him, I'd say, hey, look, maybe she didn't reach out to you because she didn't want to burden you. It doesn't make any difference why she didn't. The point is, it's done. How much longer do we want this to go on? You know, you're her dad. She needs you. She wants you. It may take a little while to reconcile it, but we're not going backward. We're going forward. Tell her what you want from her. Tell her what you're willing to offer her and see where you get. But I don't have access to him. I have access to you.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing, because you'd start crying, and then I'd start crying, and I just don't do well when I cry.
So. Honey, crying is perfectly okay.
Well, okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome, Corey. Let me know what happens, will you, if you think about it? And I wouldn't let this go too long, because there's a tendency, part of my job here is to kind of peel away some of the defenses people have. But the farther you get away from me, the more likely those defenses are going to reassert themselves. And you're not feeling great, maybe a little relief, but not great right now. So deal with it while it's still pretty fresh, will you?
I will.
Good woman. Corey, thanks for your call.
Thanks. Bye.
855-993-7569. All right. What do we learn from this? Number one, most important, everybody write it down. Tattoo it to your index finger. Role of spouse, not the same as parent. Parent, lifetime responsibility. Spouse, which isn't to take marriage lightly, is to say the consenting adults can do all sorts of things that parents, with respect to kids, cannot. Any questions about it? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, one of the things that we have on Facebook is for you folks to be my program directors, to let me know about what topics you'd like me to talk about. And you can send a question, you can send a topic, so that it's not that you necessarily have a specific question, but it's something you'd like me to talk about. And one of my program directors said, why don't you make that a regular segment? So I thought, okay, well, that's a really good idea. So maybe we'll get a sounder that says, you be the program director or something of that ilk. But we have it informally on Facebook already to begin with. So I thought what we would do is take a look at that. Jacob, can we do that?
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
All righty.
I got one here from somebody who would rather we not use their name.
That's perfectly fine. Let me just add, folks, when you call me, you don't have to use your real name. You just have to remember what your fake name is. So when I say, hi, Esmeralda, you don't say, is that me? All right. So
good point.
All you have to do is remember it. And as far as I'm concerned, you can call yourself Esmeralda. That's not a problem at all. But you do have to remember the name. And you don't have to put, I suppose, if you're Facebooking us, that your name's going to come up. But we don't have to use it.
Yeah.
You're allowed to be anonymous. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, so they wanted you to talk about resiliency, how to teach...
Resilience.
Yeah, how to teach children to be more resilient, and how can adults learn to be more resilient.
It's a really interesting topic, isn't it? And in fact, the largest study that was ever undertaken by any group, to anybody's knowledge, was actually taken by the American Psych Association, of which I am a member, right after September 11th. The idea being, what makes some people resilient and some people not? And the reason it was the largest survey ever undertaken is that they did it across the United States. They did it with special emphasis on, as far as I know, three different groups. One was survivors of September 11th and family members. One, and I think they were actually put together. Second was people in New York and the Pentagon, so Washington and New York. And the third group was just the United States in general, because that was one of those experiences that felt like an assault. As I recall, the banners were what was it called, war in the United States, or declared war in the United States or something like that, the idea being that the United States was at war, or the rest of the world was at war with us. Okay, so resilience. It turns out that this was kind of my mother-in-law research, which had nothing to do with this survey, that people who were optimistic, who viewed themselves as having some options, who were positive people before September 11th, were resilient, which it shouldn't come as a great surprise. My particular perception of September 11th is it really didn't change people. It just focused energy. So people who were hypochondriacs, for example, who were very worried about their health on September 10th, on September 12th, were worried about anthrax and weapons of mass destruction and biochemical warfare. People who were feeling lonesome on September 10th, on September 12th, started looking for mates. There were a lot of marriages. There were a lot of marriages and a lot of divorces following it in the aftermath of September 11th. The idea being, it didn't really change, it just emphasized. So the question is, how do people become resilient? And if you think about it, it would seem to me that the idea of having some power, number one, that there you have the ability to change things or to change your own destiny, being optimistic, feeling that the world would be is getting better, not worse, which obviously is going to be related to number one. Number three, the idea that the universe is either benign or neutral, which is part, it's not the same as being optimistic, but thinking, well, the world is a terrible place and people are terrible people and it's only a matter of time. Somebody is going to say, what about your caller yesterday who said all women were Jezebels? Yeah, that's not a resilient person, is it? It's somebody who thinks no matter what you do, it's not going to work out. So that's not very resilient. Somebody who thinks that no matter what I do, things will probably turn out okay is going to be more resilient. Now, there are inherent strengths and weaknesses in both of those positions. The person who thinks no matter what I do, it'll turn out okay may be in for somewhat of a rude awakening, but they may also view any particular setback as temporary, which is resilience. Somebody who thinks the world is a terrible place and has something and wins the lottery will probably, they may be momentarily happy, but obviously they're going to be less resilient because they're going to feel like, well, this was an accident, or people will just take advantage of me, or I'll lose the money anyway, or what good does money do? So you can see that having a positive attitude, thinking the world is at best neutral and potentially positive, I would argue that being healthy certainly helps resilience, but there really are people, it's the joke about the two twins, that I suppose two twins would be four, wouldn't it? The twins, that the father, one was an optimist and one was a pessimist, and the dad decided he was going to change their personalities because he was getting kind of bored. And so for one, he bought a pony, and for the other, and he, no, I'm messing up the story. For the one, he brought for Christmas, he bought all these gifts, and for the other, he gave a room full of poop. I already gave you the punchline, didn't I? And so for the optimistic, resilient one, he goes in, the kid is happily shoveling and whistling, and the dad said, "What are you doing? This is a room full of poop." He said, "Yeah, there's got to be a pony in here somewhere." And the kid who was negative was unwrapping all the presents and was unhappy and said, "Is this all there is?" So you have some choice about your own resilience, that you can decide today is going to be a good day. It's the rest of my life. It's not to say that you have to be stupid. It doesn't mean that you have to be naive. It means that you learn from your mistakes. Understand that you do have some power, that the world is at best benign, if not positive, and decide what you can do. Having some sense of personal responsibility is also a way of being resilient. Now, how do we teach this to kids? What we're really talking about is self-reliance. And my best example, which everybody hates, but I guess that's part of the fun. If you have a large enough audience, everybody will hate you. That when your kid comes running up to you and says, "Mommy, Mommy," or "Daddy, Daddy, do you like my painting?" Most parents would say that the appropriate response is, "Yeah, it's great." It's not the appropriate response. The appropriate response is, "Do you like your painting?" Because if the kid's just scribbled it off and you say, "Oh, it's great," the kid's going to think, "Yeah, right." If you say, "What does it mean?" or "Explain to me," or basically, "What do you think about it?" you're teaching your child self-reliance. And self-reliance in the long run is probably resilience. All right? So I'm not sure that that's exactly what the APA would recommend, but it's what I recommend. And the idea being that resilience is a positive reflection of self-reliance and self-responsibility. Okay? Feeling that you can take responsibility, the world is a better place, you can do something about it, you are empowered. It's all about resilience. All righty? Got any more questions? Do you need some specifics? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Olson, Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.